Welcome to Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is the new Main Street Guthrie Center director, Lindsay Gilland, for part two of our two-part series. Okay, and obviously with the start of the new year coming up soon, there's going to be events coming up next year. What are some of those that you've got kind of ironed out a little bit already?
So we don't have this one 100% ironed out, but we do a fall harvest dinner drive-through in the fall, and now we are looking at doing a winter drive-through dinner, whether we call it a winter warm-up or something along those lines. We're going to provide a dinner, and you just drive up to the activity center. You can give a donation for that dinner or not. And so we're looking at hopefully doing like late January, early February. But again, we're not 100% ironed out the details on the exact date for that. But we are going to be giving that to our community.
Okay. And is there anything else kind of coming up?
Yeah. And then after that, we have our shopping local for Valentine's Day. So all of our participating Main Street businesses will have different kind of deals or promotions to help bring customers in for shopping for Valentine's Day. And then we will have our yearly wine walk. That happens, I think, April, May-ish time. We don't have a specific date down for that, but that's really just enjoying a night with friends and family, walking on Main Street, going from business to business, kind of getting to know those businesses, seeing what they have to offer, especially if they're new to the community. And then at the end of the night, there's an activity time where we all kind of congregate together in the activity center and play games and just kind of hang out as community.
And recently you had a board meeting just to kind of go over what you were going to do for the next year. How has it been so far in the first couple of months that you've been here going to some of those meetings?
Yes. Well, obviously I've only been to two, and last night I wasn't able to make it in person because both two out of three of my children actually had surgeries on Monday, but I was able to, you know, Zoom in kind of thing. And the fact that the board members and the community as a whole actually have just welcomed our entire family with open arms. They're very supportive in ideas and suggestions. And we, I feel like, are a really great board at working together and kind of throwing ideas out at each other and bouncing ideas off of each other. And, you know, just everyone is very open and kind. And I really have appreciated joining and being a part of the board.
All right. Is there anything I didn't touch on that you want to talk about?
Yeah. I just think sometimes when people think of small communities, they don't realize that our Main Street is a thriving Main Street community. We have many businesses that can fit to anyone and everyone's needs, whether it be age, gender, anything like that. We offer many retail businesses downtown. We also have services for, you know, such as insurance, health services, well-being, those kind of services. Plus, we also have some really delicious dining options right within our Main Street. All of these businesses are within walking distance of each other.
All right. Thank you very much, Lindsay.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at RaccoonValleyRadio.com under the podcast tab.